This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Attention, library friends. The Park Falls Public Library has new hours beginning January 1st of next year. Monday through Thursday, they will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Fridays, they will be open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Saturday, Labor Day through to Memorial Day, they will be open 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Once again, that's Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, Labor Day through Memorial Day, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Freezing temperatures are returning, but meteorologist Brittany Merlot says beware before you step out on the ice.
Practice proper ice safety as temperatures cool down. Some sheets of ice may look safe to walk out on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. Residents planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where you're going and when you expect to return. Remember, you need at least 4 inches of thickness to walk out on safely.
January 1st from 1 to 4 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park, they're hosting their first day hike. You can ring in the new year with snowshoeing, beautiful wooded trails. There will be a 2-mile and 4-mile option. You can also enjoy a warm fire, hot cocoa, and treats after the snowshoe. Sponsored by Friends of Copper Falls and North Country Trail Schwamgen Chapter. Once again, that's January 1st from 1 to 4 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park. Are you ready for winter? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has some tips on how to get that snowblower working.
And with the snowy season underway, it's time to get your snowblowers ready. Experts say to check the scraper bar and the snowshoes to see if they need to be replaced. Then, fire it up. If it doesn't start, take a closer look. Check the cooling machine, drain the gas, and replace it with a small amount of clean and fresh fuel.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
It's tournament time for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in the Sweet 16 taking on Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the 12th year in a row the Badgers women's team has reached the regionals. Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield.
We don't take this time for granted at all. I think any time that you're amongst one of the top 16 teams and playing in the second weekend is very special. It's hard to do. We're happy to be here and we're excited to play. We're excited to get after and get this weekend started.
Marquette plays number 2 ranked Penn State in Pennsylvania. NBA, the Bucks and the Hawks tomorrow in Vegas for the NBA Cup semifinals. Game time 3:30. NFL, Packers and Seahawks Sunday night in Seattle. Bo Melton was with the Seahawks and talked about the screaming fans at Lumen Field.
It'd be shaking. It'd be rocking in there for sure. Definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
That's Packers wide receiver Bo Melton with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Timothy Chalamet has been getting rave reviews during early looks at the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Another young actor, Paul Mescal, has been tapped to play Paul McCartney in a new biopic about the Beatles, according to Gladiator 2 director Ridley Scott. Scott is not directing the film, but he spilled the beans in a recent interview while lamenting that he could not get Mescal in his next picture because of the Beatles flick. Puberty reports that Mescal's fellow Irishman, Barry Keoghan, will play Ringo Starr in the film. Disney's Tangled was a big hit that pulled in big bucks at the box office, so naturally the studio is doing what all studios do with a moneymaker, and that is find a new way to remake it. Variety reports that a live-action version of the 2010 film is on the way with the Greatest Showman director, Michael Gracie, attached to tell Rapunzel's story. The original Tangled pulled in almost $6 billion worldwide. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It it looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members, as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter and Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 14 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, becoming breezy, mostly cloudy, 7 above. Tomorrow, some freezing rain in the morning, changing to snow in the afternoon. Amounts will be light, but roads will get slick. Our high tomorrow, 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable, currently 18 below.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.